have enormous news, and you can see it on the lower left-hand corner of your screen. We have a trade, and Adam Schefter has the details. Schefty.
Greeny, we have the Giants trading number 11 to the Chicago Bears. The Bears come up, presumably for a quarterback. The Giants get back in return.
With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State.
How long have we waited for a franchise QB?
Niggas.
I'll answer that for you. In its our entire history, we've waited for a franchise QB. Unless you want to count, who's a Sid Luckman? But I don't know what was happening.
I don't want to count
Sid Luckman. 1600s.
Niggas were still in color bathrooms when Sid Luckman was playing. I don't care about that, bro.
So,
I don't care.
In the modern era, which I don't know what – I know what the standard for the NBA is when we call it the modern era. But what would you – what is the NFL modern era? I don't know what they consider it. The 80s?
Super Bowl era.
Super Bowl era is the modern era.
Super Bowl era is the modern era.
Was the first Super Bowl, the
70s? Well, it was 50 – what? How many – what Super Bowl we on, 56?
56.
So 56 years ago.
Lord have mercy. So
you gotta do the math on that. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna let y'all know, that's, bro. That would be 50 something. That's 1967.
Let's I just want y'all up. Know, bro. I can't.
It's 1967. January 15th, 1967. So since 1967, I will say the Bears have been looking for a franchise quarterback because Sid Luckman, he was during the 40s. I mean, he led them to like 4 or 5 NFL championships. Don't get me wrong. Is he Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I know nothing about. Can we not spend time on Sid Luckman?
He is a pro football Hall of Famer. Anyway, so the Bears have been waiting since the 60s. Basically, once Sid Luckman was done with the Bears, that is how long the Bears have been waiting.
Yeah, Sid Luckman ain't playing the Super Bowl era, did he?
No, Sid Luckman was
exactly.
A QB coach in the 60s, in Super Bowl era, if that helps at all.
But no,
the Bears
doesn't.
Have been waiting basically since the Super Bowl era for a franchise quarterback. We have had two major opportunities for a franchise quarterback, like two of the best opportunities that you could have. Actually, I'll take that back. We had one great opportunity for a franchise QB. That was the year we had the second pick.
The year we won't talk about. That bad period. We're putting that in the past. I don't want
to
hear.
You know what's funny is, Benjamin, the first thing I can think to do is, oh my God, remember that, guys?
I don't want to hear about that guy. I don't want to.
First of all, ESPN is dirty.
Hold on. Before we get to that, I just want to say, I know y'all won't come in here to hear me rant. You're going to have to check that out on my Twitter. I'm just not in a rant. I'm just more in awe right now. I cannot believe what happened today. So I'm just more kind of in, we're recording this the night of. Of course, when we hear this, it'd be the morning, but we're recording this the night of, and I don't even have any greasy stuff to say right now. I'm just really thankful right now. And when I tell you, I had no expectations coming into this draft, and that's probably why it finally happened. I had absolutely, not the fake, I don't have expectations.
I legitimately
wasn't even watching this draft. Like, I was following on my phone. I was not watching the draft. And then it's incredible. I don't want to hear. And to answer the, was the ESPN dirty? Not really. If you make a bonehead decision like that, which I said there was going to be a 30 for 30 on, but if Justin Fields does what he expected me, it might not be that big of a story anymore to do a 30 for 30 on. Or at least at the end, of like, and then they got redemption when Justin Fields led the Bears to their first Super Bowl. In some years.
So Black Face is on right now, which I completely forgot. I should probably be in the call, but I don't even care anymore because it's just the first day and I don't really need to hear from them.
You'll hear from them during the introductory press conference.
Yeah. And so Ryan Pace said that they established a plan to trade up this morning. He said he's known David Gettleman for over 20 years. And so he said their plan was basically.
That's my dog. That's my dog. That's what he's singing right now.
The plan was basically to wait and see, you know, to wait and see if someone would be available, you know, which makes you wonder if they would have plans to get Mac Jones if Justin Fields was taken away. I don't know. But he had a plan this morning. So he had a plan this morning, and it just so happens that they ended up getting Fields and ended up trading up, and I cried.
Nah, I legit cried, bro.
I legitimately
like before, like I feel like we got to get this pair, this podcast like in order. I feel like we all over the place. How many voicemails do we have right now?
I have no clue. I'm just typing on my phone, brother. Were people?
Yes, they were tweeting us about it.
Oh my goodness.
You might want to check those voicemails.
Lord have mercy. I don't even, man, I haven't been on this thing at all. Which, I don't know what your email it was on.
You don't even remember the emails or hotmails, hotline, though.
Is it 79th and Hollis?
It's your Gmail. You set up the Google voicemail. I don't know.
Brother, we're going to have to get a new voicemail. Okay, I have no clue. Is it on?
So try all your emails.
You all are hearing this live. And I have no clue. Is it Joe 52?
When did you delete it?
I was deleting old emails. I had a lot of emails for like signing up for fake accounts for like Netflix and other, not Netflix, but like.
There's gotta be another way you can get into your Google. You remember the number. The number's in the bio. It's a Gmail number. It's a Gmail.
Yeah, it's not on here, so we don't have it. So that's it for that. I'm gonna have to get a new one going.
So you don't remember the password?
No, the email's gone. I don't have that email. I deleted it.
Oh, you did. So how did they leave messages then?
That's a good question. I have no clue.
Out of all the time, though, we need a voicemail.
Blame me.
This nigga doesn't have the email set up. So either y'all are lying or he didn't really delete that number.
Bro, we're going to call it live on the air. I guarantee there is nothing. There's no phone to call.
Okay, let's call live on the air. We're going to get down to the bottom of this.
If it's somehow still up, I will be thoroughly shocked because I don't have that email anymore. Let's see.
5260. This is the
79th
and
Hallis
voicemail.
See? Exactly.
Comments.
Huh. I don't know. I have no clue.
Try the 79th and Hallis email. Just try logging in with emails.
I have no clue, brother.
No, I'm saying you try some email, nigga. At least attempt to log in,
brother. I have tried all of them on my account. I don't know
when
which kind of
when you trying. You just when you trying.
What?
When did you try them,
bro? Let's just continue what we were talking about.
No, we're gonna get these voicemails, bro.
I don't know.
No, I'm talking about at least try the emails. We can't. If you come up with every email,
look at the email on my phone. I have tried all of them. There's nothing on here.
So it's not 79th and Hollis, none of them.
It's not the 79th and Hollis email. No. What is it?
I'm very disappointed right now.
What are you going to do about it, bro?
What do you mean? What are we going to do about it? There's probably a whole bunch of voicemails on there.
What are you going to do about it, bro?
Matter of fact, I'm going to tweet out a number. Give me another number for them to call. We're going to get some goddamn
set up one right now?
Yes. Okay. And tweet it out. We gonna get, and then while we talking, we're gonna have them leave some. If they don't leave them, I'm telling Alderman, bring the hate mail to you.
Which we'll go by Mundelein, Illinois. 224. I guess 224 sounds cool. 360-0632. That sounds like
we're doing number. All this live.
224-475-1045. I like that one.
Whatever. Just tweet it out. Tell them we had a technical difficulties. Y'all niggas leave voicemails here. That's what we're going to do. Because we're going to get some, out of all the podcasts, out of all the losing we've done, we played voicemails. We're going to play some voicemails tonight. I don't care if this podcast is formatted like a live show and it's mad dead air. I don't care. We getting some voicemails tonight. I know that much. So did you tweet it out?
Yeah. Did I tweet it out? No, I thought you was going to tweet it out.
Nigga, my phone is charging.
Excuse me, brother. Excuse me.
So you tweeted out. And you the one made the mistake. So you tweeting it out.
First off, brother, I'm the one who makes this podcast move.
No, you don't. Like,
anyway, as we were talking about, ladies and gentlemen, it's so tomorrow. Good to have a quarterback again.
Again? When we ever have one? Someone again.
In my trying to rush past you, I overstep what I was trying to say.
So where do we start off with this then? What do we, should we go with like the buildup of how this day started? what we were expecting, how it happened, what our reaction was. Let's just get into that before we get into other stuff. I want to talk about the war. Let's talk about Bush. We want to talk about, anybody remember that Chappelle Show reference?
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the situation in Green Bay. I want to talk about is Ryan Pace, has he redeemed himself? Matt Nagy finally has his quarterback, and we're going to finally see the Nagy offense that we've been hearing about. So, but first, let's start off with this day, how it unfolded, man. So, first of all, I just want to say apologies to for us not having our Zoom party today. Me and Joe both had some things on schedule, mine which got rescheduled. So I guess we could have did it anyway because, you know, I was free. But anyway, so I wasn't even expecting to be at the crib to watch the draft. But the draft was on. I really wasn't paying that much attention to it. Like, I was watching it on Twitter while watching the White Sox game. And I just remember, you know, seeing Bears fans tweet, you know, with that optimism, that giddy optimism that Bears fans have. And, you know, just everybody being excited. And I was just like, I'm not getting my hopes up again. I'm tired of getting my hopes up. I get my hopes up with this thing every year, every offseason. And I'm just tired of doing it. I got myself, you know, all my feelings all the way up when we was in the Russell Wilson sweepstakes, which never even was a sweepstakes, you know, checking Twitter with his name, Russell Wilson Bears every day. I got tired of it. I just, you know, accepted the fact that Andy Dalton was going to be my quarterback and this is going to be one of the most forgettable Bears seasons ever. And that, you know, I was just, you know, hopefully the White Sox have a long season. I don't have to think about these niggas. So I'm watching the draft. I mean, I'm watching the draft through Twitter while watching the White Sox game. And, you know, I see, you know, third pick is where stuff got interesting. We all knew the first two picks were going to be Trevor Lawrence, rightfully so, going to Jacksonville. And then we have Mormon Mitch Trubisky, who went to the Jets, and Zach Wilson. But everything was like, okay, what's going to happen? Where's Justin Fields going to go? Where's Mac Jones going to go? We ended up finding out that Mac Jones, you know, smoke was just smoke. And San Francisco went and got Trey Lance. Very bold draft pick right there. You know, didn't Trey Lance only play one game, if I'm not mistaken? I think Trey Lance.
Yeah, he only had 17 career games, too.
Yeah, so that was a very bold move. Somebody to get. Who was the Heisman winner this year?
Jalen Waddle from Alabama.
Okay. What did Justin Fields finish in Heisman?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Anyway.
It's such a weird season, so.
Justin Fields going after a nigga with only one start. It's kind of weird. And you start getting past all the teams that you thought he wouldn't get past. You know, he got past Miami. He got past Detroit. I thought Detroit might go out there and grab him. He got past Denver. I was for sure Denver was going to get him. Like, I was almost positive Denver was going to grab him in their quarterback situation. I love the Game of Thrones type move between the Giants and the Eagles. Was the Giants and the Eagles? No, the Cowboys and the Eagles to keep who's that? What's the name of that quarterback? Patrick Sertan, is that his name?
Yeah.
Away from the Giants, which I thought was masterclass right there. And then I remember I saw on my timeline, Adam Schefter tweeted, the Giants are going to trade back. And the next tweet after that, the Chicago Bears are trading up from 20 to 11. And I started blacking out. I went to Schefter's page and I checked like five times, make sure it was a verified check by and make sure it wasn't one of those fake ones. And then once I saw it was, I was like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. And so I immediately turned back to the draft, and I saw Matt Nagy on the phone. Matt Nagy was on the phone, and they had a camera on Mac Jones, but he wasn't on the phone. The phone was next to him. He was just looking like he was waiting for the ring. But Maggie's on the phone. I saw black. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And they switched to Justin Fields' family house, and nobody was on the couch. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening. I was literally like that. That office meme with Michael Scott, like, oh my God, it's happening. It was like
a show you don't watch.
which I don't, but I like them. The memes and the gifs are funnier than the TV show, but that's a whole different discussion for another day. And so I was like, oh my God. And then when I saw Brad Biggs tweet, the Chicago Bears select Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields with 11 pick, I just lost it. I lost it. Like my hand went numb. My phone started ringing and text. Everybody was texting me. If I didn't respond to your text, if I didn't respond to your call tonight, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm on cloud nine right now. I just didn't know it was sweet people to respond to. And I remember I banged on Joe. I was like, we did it. We did it. And me and you had a tearful embrace.
Bro, I walked in the room and just hugged you, brother.
Bro, and I was just, we were just crying, dog. Like it was a very emotional moment that still hasn't set in yet.
It hasn't set in.
And I don't think it's gonna set in for a while. I'm gonna sleep like that Homer Simpson meme of him smiling on the pillow, and I'm gonna watch so many Justin Fields highlights when we get done recording this. Y'all don't even know. Like, it's finally here, bro. It's like this is the fan base that has been fiending at the mouth. And then I made a comparison last offseason. Like after we traded for Nick Foles, and I said the Chicago Bears are the football Knicks. And if you see what the Knicks fans are going through right now with the Knicks revival, you know what I'm saying? With Tibbs and Julius Randle and all the guys, D Rose, all the guys they got over there. And you just see the joy in Knicks fans' faces every game. Now, granted, I feel like our joy is a little more legitimate because we all know that Tibbs due comes that kid, that Tibbs bill comes due. We all know how that story is going to end. But I'm not here to crap on them. But I was just like, this is this fan base. It's just, even if you look at the scene at the White Sox game today, Jason Benetti, who's one of the best in the business, he was like, hold on, the crowd is making some noise. Is this for Dylan Cease? And then he was like, oh, he checked his phone. He said, oh, well, the Bears just drafted Justin Fields. You saw everybody in the White Sox game going crazy. And it just shows you how important football is in this city. I'm glad I'm here in Chicago right now to be here when this moment happened. You know what I'm saying? So I can, you know, this is gonna be a day I'll never forget. This might have been the best, one of the best sports days ever. You know, with us getting our franchise quarterback, the White Sox had a doubleheader sweep. It just the Dylan Cease, who can't find the strike zone to save his life. He threw a complete game shutout. He felt the magic of Justin Fields in the ballpark. It was just an amazing day, dog. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know if, you know, when he's going to start. I don't know if they're going to ride.
Well, Ryan Pace said that Andy Dalton is our starter, and we have a wonderful plan in place for Justin Fields, which means it's the same thing with Mike Glennon and Trubisky.
But that's so far down the line, even thinking about it. I'm not even worried about that.
Exactly. What happens if Justin Fields' training camp is just God level? I'm like, well.
Yeah, you know, even if he did sit for a whole year, I don't care. It's not about next year. I'm not expecting a Super Bowl next year. It's just we finally, once you have a franchise quarterback, building the rest of the team.
Well, look at us. You know, once you reach this level of sophistication.
Once you reach this level, building the rest of the team is easy. And building the team has never been an issue for the Bears.
You know, to me, and I have to be a little serious for a second, because I think the media did an ultimate disservice to Justin Fields. I am elated.
Talk to him.
I am elated that he dropped to number 11. But how disrespectful is it to allow him to drop that low? We're talking about someone who in 8 games threw 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. You know who did the same thing? You know who did the same thing? Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence had one less interception, I think 2 more touchdowns. Same stats. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is somehow the number one pick just by default. Don't get me wrong. Trevor Lawrence looks like he's a generational talent. Looks like he's going to be an amazing player. I'm going to assume so. But the disrespect that they've shown Justin Fields is ridiculous. I mean, his sophomore year, which was his best year because, of course, 14 games versus 8 games, he threw 41 touchdowns and I want to say 3 interceptions. How disrespectful is it to allow him to fall based on nonsense? You know what I mean? What legitimate reason do you have to say that he wasn't a good quarterback? 41 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 3,200 yards with almost a 70% completion rate. Come on, bro. You know, how do you say this? Someone who threw 9 touchdowns in his entire college career. And remember, he was first at Georgia. You know what I'm saying? He was first at Georgia. So how do you allow him to sit that low and to go that low of a quarterback? I cannot think of any other excuse other than this sort of old guard type of thing that they have with QBs and a little bit of good old racism. Because there's no way someone like sure, my man's from BYU had a good year, but you played at BYU.
It's about Mormon Mitch.
You played at BYU. You played no one. You played no one. It's the same thing with Mitch. You played no one. How in the world do you deserve to go over someone who played in, not only did he play in a competitive conference with the Big Ten, but also in addition to that, he played against tough schools like Clemson. And he dogged Clemson, even after getting injured. And they said he has no heart. My man is just, one thing for sure, Justin Fields is not going to go on the field and talk shit to you when he wins. You're not going to go on the field and showboat and taunt you. Let me do a little shoe shine for you. No, he's going to get everything done, and he's going to, he'll of course get excited when he needs to, but he's a leader and he leads by an example. And they want a black quarterback to what, be all expressive and think you think he will be good? But the narrative that somehow someone like Mac Jones, who benefited from having one of the most stacked Alabama teams of all time, is good is ridiculous. Now I get it. There's the whole, Ohio State doesn't produce good QBs, but bro, there was no quarterback that they have ever had where you thought to myself, it could be different. Dwayne Haskins may be your closest person to think that you thought he could be a little
bit even better. Haskins wasn't even this though. Like
no, don't get me wrong. College Dwayne Haskins had a very good college career. I mean, his 2018 season was 50 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But you didn't think that Dwayne Haskins.
You didn't see superstar.
No, I had, he's a very good pick, but I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? There was never, he's going to be in the top five. There was never a conversation. And he went 15 or 16 or something like that. But there was always conversation of Fields being the number two. And then all of a sudden, what happens on draft day? He's not in any of these graphics, bro. He's not. The people who are in these graphics are Trevor Lawrence, of course, Mormon Mitch, Trey Lance, Jalen Waddle, and one other person. And that's all you have. I mean, you had a freaking tight end go before him. Now, of course, that's fit to their needs, I guess. I ain't picking a tight end.
But that's the first time tight end has ever been drafted that high.
And so I honestly think the disrespect against Justin Fields was ridiculous, because there's nothing of merit that you can say that he doesn't like the game. Dude, he got himself freaking tore up against Clemson, and he's still been back out there.
We had during the game?
It was a beautiful post route that he just threw a beautiful dime.
One of the most beautiful spirals I ever seen in my life. Beautiful
spirals, one of the greatest college throws ever.
And so, I remember I tweeted that video and I put on my IG story, God, why can't I have a quarterback like this? God answered my prayers.
I have nothing but, and I think once I listen to the introductory press conference, I'll have more of a feeling or what I want to say, but I'm elated right now. You know what I mean? This is just our basic reaction. And we're going to have an actual draft podcast after this, where we break down every single pick. Yeah. But I got one thing to tell you. Y'all can't talk about Bears QBs no more.
You can't.
There are no more fake QB photoshops. No more of that. There's no more dream trade scenario. In ESPN, bro, I'm not going to disrespect y'all, because if you ever offer me a job, I take it, but you niggas are some hoes. How dare you create a commercial? First of all, how disrespectful is it to say you have one generational talent and one pick that could sink your whole franchise?
That was a commercial?
Yeah. And then you put it on Mitch. Unless somebody fooled me, which I don't believe so. But to do that is just, it's just ridiculous. But guess what? You can't do that no more. I'm not someone you want to come to enemy with. What is Stephen A. I'm not having it. And so you're going to have to hear me and Scott all season. Bro, we could go 1-15. But when we look at Justin Fields' stats, I'm going to say, yeah, but you ain't got a franchise QB. We are no longer in your ranks anymore. We're not in comedy football.
Some fans of franchises, I swear, some fans of teams without franchise quarterbacks aren't going to sleep well tonight. I can't relate. I cannot relate. For the first time in my life. I don't know what them niggas was doing. But, like, even if you weren't going to get a quarterback, you're defense.
This is a real commercial, too. A real commercial. Oh, well, that's disrespectful. On top of that, Mitch, you may not like Mr. Biskey, but everybody's a person. There's a person that everybody likes, Mitch. Ain't nothing wrong with the dude. He just was a terrible QB.
Dang it, I don't care about his personality.
It's a dickish commercial, whatever. But it guess is, what? It don't matter anymore, nigga. It don't matter.
It's like
to the nigga who's signing your deals.
Richard Terry Kenny video. You see, now, man, I should have got down there. Yeah, you should. But it didn't happen. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at a nigga signing your deals.
Like, on seriousness, bro, I don't know what I feel right now as a fan.
Well, tell us, describe your moment about hearing, because you were playing the game. You weren't even watching.
I was playing Warzone with my dog Lenore, and Tony was calling me and said, first voicemail.
Okay. We're gonna wait a little bit so they all have to get piled up a little bit.
I'm just gonna do it right now.
Okay, fine.
No reason not to do it. Christian J, Kyrie alumni. Shout out to him.
Yo, this is Chris J. I'm happy, man. Happy. I was brought to tears. When the Bears made the trade up. I was happy when they said Justin Fields. I was happy that it was a black man announcing that we got a black quarterback. Such a great day for Bears fans everywhere. I'm happy, man. The future is bright. The future is bright. I'm happy, G. I'm happy.
It is special.
Justin Fields' era is here.
Soldier Fields.
Soldier Fields.
I just saw what Eddie Jackson just said. He threw Mitch under the bus.
He did.
Because the defense know that points is about to be put on the board. This is a great day for the Bears organization, the fan base. We are happy. And also, Aaron Rodgers is fucking going any day now. Bear down.
I'm dying at this freaking quiet storm voice.
What the Rock say?
Tick tock.
Or what? Yeah, Eddie Jackson did throw Mitch under the bus. Mitch, he was on his IG live. By the time we got a real quarterback here, boy.
You better keep it up, nigga. We're going to ship you to Siberia, nigga. What are you talking about?
You better learn how to.
When we going to get a real safety?
What you mean? All right, relax. Get off my son, Bo Jack. But that's all. Is there any man happier than Allen Robinson right now?
No.
There's nobody happier than Allen Robinson right now. Like, he's got to be the happiest. And Darnell Mooney, we got a quarterback who can hit him now when he gets wide open. Every time he got wide open and Mitch and Foles could hit him last year? Too many times.
Yep. Is that another one?
Ugh, man, it's just, y'all really just, we're just really basking in the awe. This is how I know when we do win the Super Bowl, I'm not going to react the way I think I am. I'm probably just going to be
silent.
Oh, my God.
One more. Another voicemail.
Hey, what's good, Bears fan? It's your boy, Hakuna Moncada. Just had one thought I had to leave, man. I was actually asleep the whole draft, and I woke up as soon as the pick happened because my phone was going off in the group chat. When I tell you that I jumped up and ran around the crib in the dark, excitement. Like, I really couldn't believe that Ryan Pace did this shit. We finally here. For every single NFL fan base that laughed at us over the last quarterback draft with Mitch Trubisky, you guys are going to pay for your sins. I'm telling you right now, you guys are all going to pay for your sins. That's all I got right now, man. I'm too excited to even show it. Bear down.
Isn't that crazy that the collective consciousness?
I was about to say that. Everybody is one more. The loud. Okay.
This is Isaiah again.
Man, and one more thing. I called my boy who's a Giants fan right about this damn trade and pick. This motherfucker talk about some damn Danny Dimes. Boy, shut your dumb ass up. He's still in fucking denial. Anyways, man, once again, bear down.
But the collective consciousness of the Bears fans right now is just, what?
Shock.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like my dog Tony went to go to a cigar lounge just to chill and smoke. Like at that point, I would smoke a freaking carton of menthol cigarettes right now, my nigga. I don't know what to do with myself. You know what I'm saying? After this, I'm gonna go back on Warzone and just talk with the guys. But
tomorrow I'm going to celebrate because I'm going to our cousin Dan's house tomorrow, and I'm going to drink all the alcohol in his house, and I'm gonna talk major shit to him because he always said, "Oh, the Bills don't grab the boy," and I support black QBs. Well, you're gonna have to support this one, nigga. You're going to have to support this one, nigga. So I'm going to get very intoxicated tomorrow. And then next week when I get back to L.A., my favorite cigar bar is open. And I'm going to smoke one on Sunset Boulevard with a glass full of Casamigos for my guy, Justin Fields. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I can't believe it happened, bro.
I really can't. I really, and that's what you said, like, everybody who's called, we all have the, like, usually with a loud fan base. Everybody's in pure shock, bro. I'm listening to every Chicago sports radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know how ecstatic Waddle and Sylvie's probably going to be tomorrow? That's going to be the greatest Waddle and Sylvie episode. Cap is going to be also, on 10.
Also, I want to address comments by Dan Weeder. Did we do it already? Or did we?
No, we did not. We did not.
First of all respect to Dan Weeder. He is... I feel I would be even disrespectful to call him my colleague because I worked in this because I just finished my first year covering the Bears, and he is an absolute, you know, great person in what he does. Don't know him personally like that to say anything more, but his comment was basically that Bears fans have everything to be right, be happy about. Matter of fact, I would say this is the best way it could go. But as we've seen, young talented QBs rarely work out in the long term. And from a numbers perspective, yeah, there are plenty of QBs always taken in the draft, and many of them don't have anything. But how often do great quarterbacks get traded? Well, now maybe more than often. But great quarterbacks rarely get traded as much as they used to. What ends up happening is the quarterback they get in the draft stays with them and they build. Aaron Rodgers, drafted by the Packers. Tom Brady, drafted by the Packers. He didn't go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was 40 years old. Patrick Mahomes, drafted by the Chiefs. To the non-Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, Dak Prescott drafted by them, Deshaun Watson drafted by them. So I'm not Lamar Jackson, even though Scott doesn't like him, drafted by him. Matt Ryan drafted by them.
I don't dislike Lamar. I just don't think he can.
So to say that young QB don't work out, I guess if you take it as a totality of all
even Lamar won MVP. Forget what I said. He won MVP.
You know what I'm saying? So, but what we've seen now is a QB renaissance. And on top of that, there were 5 QBs taken in the first round, though. And with many drafts in the past, it was linemen taken. You know what I mean?
We were one pick away from having the first NFL draft with 4 straight quarterbacks drafted until the Atlanta Falcons did the dummy.
I don't know what the Falcons were doing, but I don't know. If you protect Matt Ryan, which they don't, maybe he'll last.
How long before Justin Fields has an OTF chain? Let's get to the real questions here.
Man, I even though I ain't a BD, you need to get in touch with freaking Tim Anderson.
Dirt. I'm here for the TA Justin Fields magazine cover. No, yeah. Put Dirk, Tim Anderson, Justin Fields, Zach LaVine, and Vu Shiesty on the cover.
That's funny as hell.
No Cubs, because their reign is over. Give me that cover.
Ah, man. I don't even know what I feel at this moment.
It's incredible. But explain, because we keep getting cut off by different voices. Explain what you said you were playing the game with Tony and
I was Lenore. Playing the game with Lenore, and Tony called me and said, man, you know, I wonder what the Bears are going to do. You know, I wonder what's going to be their plan. I was like, yeah, man, kind of is what it is, whatever. And I look up, and I'm still playing the game, and maybe a couple minutes later, I hear, oh, man, the Bears, did you come in there and say the Bears?
Came in your room and I was like, the Bears traded up, and I was yelling.
I was like, what? What do you mean the Bears traded up? You know, the Bears traded up. I was like, nah, no way. And I look and I was like, oh my God, we can do it. Now, of course, I was not going to wait for the draft announcement. I'm sorry. I'm just going to check on Twitter. On top of that, I realized that if it's like NFL games, there's typically like a 5 to 10 second delay, so they'll know ahead of time. And sometimes it's with a lot of journalists and media.
Brad Biggs tweeted it 5 minutes before Roger Goodell.
Well, Brad Biggs has people that have sources, so he probably just asked, like, who are you all getting? So people like that have sources within the franchise. And so, and they said, I said, oh my goodness. And my dog Tony, I don't even think Tony even looked online, but I put his freaking reaction on my Instagram. And I just sat here and I yelled, I screamed. You know, Scott's here, so at our parents' house, and they were like, oh, what happened? You got the QB? I'm screaming my lungs out. And then I look up, I sit down, I just start crying. I look to myself and say, this is the gravity of the situation, is that we have an actual quarterback now. And all I want to do right now is just chill out and watch Justin Fields highlights.
Yeah.
You know, this is our reaction to how we're feeling. And honestly, this sets the tone for the draft. Now let's go get some linemen.
Now you can get to work.
Now you can get to work. You know what I'm saying? You got six more rounds. Let's get to work. As one thing I will give Ryan Pace credit for, he can find talent after the first round. This is the first time the first round has done him well.
In the words of John Walker, let's get to work.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Let's get to work.
I'm feeling, you know, just happy now.
And this probably got to be double exciting for you because you're a diehard Ohio State fan. So if anybody knows about Justin Fields, even if from a non-biased Bears hat, you watched him on your favorite college team. You know everything about the kid.
Yeah, I've been a Ohio State fan since I was 1999. Well, matter of fact, 1999. What year was the? Was maybe it's 2000. We used the Super Bowl with the Titans and the Rams.
That was 99 Super Bowl.
It was 99.
It was February 2000, but it was the 99 Super Bowl.
And so that season, I started watching that college season, the NFL season, is when I started taking NFL.
So you were 9 years old, yeah.
Exactly. We were a Bears fan by default, indoctrinated into the cult. We could not stop ourselves from being.
Not the old picture of us when I was looking at our family photos of us. We were like, I had to be like 4 and you had to be like 2 and we had on Bears hats.
It was the year before that Super Bowl. So it was when the Super Bowl was in 99 because that next.
So year, it was the Falcons Broncos Super Bowl.
Yeah. And Falcons Broncos Super Bowl. And I started to, I forgot whose house we were at. We watched the Super Bowl at somebody's house 2 years in a row. I can't remember, but I started wondering like, man, who should I watch as a college team with the Bears? I know who the Bears are. And I saw Ohio State on screen. I was like, okay, guess I'm watching them. That was as simple as that pick. I was a kid, but I used to watch them whenever I could, and I play games. I said, ooh, I know who these quarterbacks is. Ooh, then they won in 2001.
Yeah, it was 01. Yeah, that fluke win over.
I'm sorry, bro. That sounds like a win to me. But anyway,
that fluke win.
Ohio State have held me down sports wise because we've always had good teams, and I'm not a person who just loves it for one team. I love every Ohio State team. Like my plan is to get an Ohio State postdoctorate degree. I have to have something from there that ties me to that university because I love it so much. Like I see TG and a lot of them, I said, man, I'm jealous because I want to be an Ohio State alumni too. One day I will. I don't even care if I have to get a certificate. I'm going to have gone there. But So Justin Fields was someone who came from Georgia, and he had to beat out. I forgot that dude's name. But he was not going to beat him out because he was a young QB. They felt he was a project, and I was like, yeah, he's not going to beat him out just yet. But then he comes to Ohio State, which I thought was an excellent transfer. On top of that, sometimes it's hard for Midwestern teams, big teams, to recruit as well as Southern teams because Southern teams, I'll be honest with you, have a
– They dynasties.
Yeah. They have a
– Recruiting dynasties.
Yeah. They have a hold on freaking recruitment. And so to see them get him was just – to see him want to choose him was crazy because I don't think we would have had a talent in the QB like him without that. Bear in mind, we've had a lot of good QBs who fit in the system. You know what I'm saying? We had Dwayne Haskins. We had Cardale Jones. We had JT Barrett. Before him, we had Braxton Miller. Braxton Miller was as a quarterback. He was explosive. I don't know about him as a pure straight-up quarterback, though. And now, of course, that situation entirely changes. Now we have a QB who is not only – you know, he wasn't built for the Ohio State offense. He just came in the Ohio State offense, knew what he needed to do, kept his head down, and he led his team to victory. And, you know, if he hadn't faced – and, you know, that's when I realized that Alabama just had an incredibly good team. If he hadn't had it, I think they would have been the national champions. There's another voicemail. I'm going to play this one. But you're lucky. I'm about to load up Warzone. can we hear it?
It's your boy 312 Dish. Shout out Scott. Shout out Bo. Shout out the 79 Hours Podcast. You know how we rock, you know. Hey, I'm high as hell. Like, what can I say? Like, I'm just fucking sitting here playing FIFA like I just drunk an 8-for-1, bro. Like, I don't even know what to say. It's like me going to heaven. Shit, the way it's looking, I might go to heaven, bro, because I might just fucking jump off the damn Ryan naked. That's how I'm feeling, bro. Imagine if we win the Super Bowl, bro. Y'all probably won't get a last of me, bro. I'm telling you, don't let us win the Super Bowl with Justin Fields because I might spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
I shout out to 312 Derek. He's one of my favorite Chicago sports followers. That nigga's hilarious. And he's been tweeting about it for weeks. Don't let the Bears get Justin Fields. Justin Fields the second best quarterback in the draft. Don't let the Bears, like, over and over and over again. And like, that's another call. Everybody's just really just in shock. There's no yelling. There's no rant. We just can't believe what we saw, bro. Like,
we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know how to do this new thing. Like, there's going to come a time, a couple years from now, where fourth quarter comes up, Justin Fields time, nigga. Let's go.
Exactly.
I don't know how that feels. I don't know. I don't know how it feels to not be panicking on a final drive to make sure your quarterback don't throw a pick. But, all right, y'all niggas know what time it is. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. It's like that feeling when Jose Abreu comes to the flat to the plate and this runner's on. You know what time it is. You know exactly what time
it's
it is.
Big dog time.
Yeah.
But nah, man, I'm just and it's funny because even myself, I was expecting us to be explosive. Like when Derrick Rose got traded, we were like, what is this? But I think right now it's just a somber feeling. But it's a somber feeling of happiness that we just can't explain.
It's like those pictures. Like, you ever see somebody win a Super Bowl and those guys just on the field and they're not saying nothing?
Yeah.
They're just like staring. Like, that's how I feel right now. It's just like, wow. It's amazing. And just like, it just, to, like I said, tonight I'm going to be, you know, on cloud nine in my club. But in the morning, you niggas going to hear from me. When you listen to this podcast, I'll probably be on tweet 10 of my rant. So y'all going to hear from me tomorrow. Guarantee you. I'm going full-blown arrogant. I tweeted the Thanos gift. I said, tomorrow I'll be arrogant. And I'm going to enjoy it so very, very much. Just like Thanos in Endgame. That's exactly what it's going to be like, man. But, so I have a question for you. Does this redeem Ryan Pace? This is the question.
No.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad you said that. My nigga, I'm glad you said this.
Because you still passed up on Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun.
Right. Exactly. Which, you know, Deshaun's allegation. You still passed up on Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly. You passed up on Redacted.
Yeah, on Patrick Mahomes Redacted. So yeah, I'm with you. He doesn't get a pass.
No.
You just cleaned up the mess you made.
Exactly. You did what a good GM would do. Congratulations. Yeah. It's like when somebody said, oh man, I'm a single father. I'm a father in my child's life. I support him. I was like,
you want a cookie,
supposed
nigga?
To do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're supposed to do that. Congratulations on doing what you're supposed to do.
Congratulations on being a father, nigga. All right.
Congratulations on doing what nature intended for you to do.
Now, the more interesting question is Matthew Nagy, because Matthew was not here when we drafted.
That's true. That's true.
Number 10. What the fuck is Chris Evans doing in the commercial with Viola Davis? Anyway, it's a leukemia commercial.
Like some Negroes or two?
No, we know Cap got to be talking about different illnesses. Breast cancer survivor. I am your Captain America. But, yeah, like, how does this – oh, that's not Viola Davis. That's Okoye. I feel so bad.
Wow.
So confusing, though. Anyway. What do we do with Nagy? The Nagy finally has his quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got a, you know, we all know that he hated Mitch from the jump. Let's just be very clear. You can tell from his play call, he did not like that nigga. He did not like that nigga whatsoever. And then he's like, oh, I got my boy Foles. And he knew Foles was trash too, but that was his man's. What does this change? And I love the pictures of him in the background looking at Justin Fields' workout at the pro day.
Yeah. Oh,
so what does this change for Nagy?
Well, now he there's no more excuses now. But now he can kind of say, well, I have my chance now. You know, give me a straight up chance because I have my actual chance now. And you can't base me off something other quarterback that someone else got. You know what I'm saying? Now he can say, this is who I actually wanted because this is who he wanted. This is the player that he wanted. Now the onus actually goes on him and we can give a fair review of how good of a coach or how bad of a coach he is.
I agree.
We'll see.
I agree, man. I'm excited, man. Before we get out of here, Green Bay Packers fans.
It's funny. The GM was like, we're not trading Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, no GM is going to say they're going to trade Aaron Rodgers. Of course, I feel you. But sometimes a situation can become so untenable that I'm very curious to see what they're actually going to do.
Yeah, but they do know that Aaron Rodgers is one of the most petty people on planet Earth, right?
Exactly. He might not play.
Not only that, you paid him $100 million. He's not hurting for money.
No.
He can sit out, and not on top of that, sit out with the checks you owe him. What did he just got done hosting and Jeopardy.
They want him to be a long-time host.
They said they want him to be a long-time host. So he has a choice.
And he'll get solid money for a contract with Jeopardy.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers don't talk to his mama. And you think you're going to play hardball with this nigga?
Hilarious.
He don't talk to his family. And you think you're going to win a game of hardball? Look, man, I just want to say that you Packers fans were gifted with two top 10 quarterbacks over your last 30 years. And you got two rings to show for it. Not only that, the last ring you won was 11 years ago. Yeah. It was a long time ago, bro. And this is installed even. Oh, at least you better than Bill. That's a very low bar. And guess what? Those days are coming to an end.
Funny thing is, we told them, even when Mitch was a starter, that those days are coming to an end.
Yeah, we was telling y'all.
It was a premonition. Before we get out of here, I'd like to play a last voicemail because we have another one.
Okay.
Man, I woke up this morning and I seen the post of Fields in the Bears jersey, man. And I told myself, we Bears fans, man, that never happened. Never. We'll never get a QB like him. Pace would never draft him. And somehow, some way, we got that dude, man. Like, I ain't been this happy as a Bears fan since 06, dog.
I'm not going to bring up 06 anymore, but okay.
Shorty's birthday was yesterday, man. The Bears drafted a quarterback for my son's birthday, man.
True Chicagoan.
It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be a Bears fan. And I know somewhere my pops is smiling down on us.
Oh, bro.
Or if you ask
somebody, we getting emotional.
You know, he's smiling up at us. That we done finally got a fucking quarterback, dog. Bear down.
That was a beautiful voicemail and a fantastic way to end our show.
Who was the
I have no clue.
Okay, shout out to you, man. One last thing, man. Shout out our guy B Dot, who's a diehard Packers fan. I just want to tell you, it's over for that balling. It's over for that balling. I haven't forgot you. Shout out my man Jern, who's a Packer fan. He sent me an audio message today when the Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, Jern's a Viking fan.
Yeah, Jern, that's what I'm saying.
You said Packers. I'm disrespecting.
My bad, Jerms. Jerms is a Vikings fan. And he sent me
a Die Hard was in a bar talking trash to the Saints fans. Oh, greatest video.
What did he say?
Who that said we gonna beat them Aints?
Yeah, that's well, he left me a video message. He texted me a video message today. I mean an audio message of him saying fuck the Packers or whatever. That's one thing Bears fans and Vikings fans had together. You my guy, but I'm coming for you tomorrow too.
We like to thank you all listening to our first reaction.
Yeah.
Me and Scott are still stunned.
Yeah.
Maybe when the draft is over, we'll be
when able we to do our draft recap pod. I want to see if we can get Steve on here. We gotta have the three horsemen on here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I said three horsemen, three wise men. I forgot our name. That's three wise men on here, the group name. So he can do his draft analyst and then get his takes on it. It's gonna be a fun year, man. I'm just excited. My Bears excitement was so low.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about the lowest it's ever been. And it wasn't one of those.
You were more excited for the Sox game, of course. We're diehard Sox fans, but
yeah, but it wasn't one.
Typically, when it comes to football matters, football comes first.
Yeah, but it wasn't one of those. Oh, I ain't watching, but I watch anyway. I legit wasn't watching. Like legit, I legit wasn't watching. I didn't tweet nothing. Nothing. But it just, hey man, this is what happens, man. So I'm happy. Before we get off here, man, I'm going to post my reaction videos on Twitter all night. And I'm going to go to sleep watching Justin Fields videos tonight. I'm going to be very excited about that. And yeah, man, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. I hope all y'all enjoy. This is episode 170, whatever. We'll have the actual number name when I go look that up. But we're excited. We're happy. It was great to be back. I know y'all been waiting for a pod from us. It's been like, 4 months now?
Yeah.
Since we had a pod. Draft breakdown pod probably coming sometime next week. So look out for that. That will be on a free pod. We will not be making that a Patreon exclusive. This will be free for y'all. So check that out. Y'all have a great night, Chicago. It's been an awesome night. Bears got Justin Fields. White Sox had a doublehead this week.
You know what? And you know Enjoy. What? The Cubs won too.
I will
give the Cubs fans. Come on, man. No, it's unification day.
Okay.
It's unification
y'all,
day.
Okay, y'all won and y'all 4 games on the 500. Congratulations.
Wow. Of course, Scott had to disrespect him. But congratulations. Anyway, we'll catch you all with our draft analyst or full draft breakdown podcast.
Yes, sir.